It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so I feel so good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody. Ray Adams here on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. That's right. The Lifestyle Show is on and now starring you, our fabulous, wonderful, entertained, educated, enlightened listeners on the greatest golf show on the planet. Well, I can say that because it's my show, and that's called Puffery. So everybody can say theirs is the best and the greatest. I mean, unless you're talking about an Olympic race, then you got a clock and there's no way to go around it. You have a winner and you have others. But on something like this, I can certainly say that we have a great show. We're one of the longest, if not the longest, running in our time slot. Same time, same place. For 27 years, I believe now, nearly, in the United States. And boy, did we just come off of talk about the United States, America's 250th birthday. What an amazing weekend we've all had. Friends, family, travel, returning back safely, I hope, for everybody. The fireworks, I've never seen a fireworks display like that in my life, from Washington, D.C. the other night. I mean, the thing is, I kept thinking it was going to quit, stop, be done. And then another one of our wonderful military people stood up and to the stage and sang another song, and it kept going. And this went on for, I guess, upwards of an hour. So I hope all of you enjoyed your Independence Day 250th birthday holiday. If you're going to be around for the 300th, well, we all want to be. Let's see how that works out for us. My America's 250th birthday golf gift guide went out on last Thursday and Friday. I hope all of you received it. If you did not, write to me, golfadams@msn.com. We'll make sure you get a copy of that, and you'll be on all future mailings, all my gift guides throughout the entire year, and other notices and things that I send out. And you can always weigh in too when you write to me at golfadams@msn.com. So loads and loads going on. And thank you so much for being there. Dr. Bob Denny, PGA of America's Emeritus Historian. Did I get that backwards?
Yes.
Historian Emeritus. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Craig Renshaw, our golf instructor, PGA member, emeritus, lifetime, forever. Right, Craig and Bob?
Long time.
Yep. There they are, long time. And congrats to everybody for their station in their careers and in life. And you all hailing now from Florida. The time difference is killing me when we do this, but whatever. So I wait for the fall. I'm begging for fall. When it's only a 2-hour time difference,
yep,
because
I get
everybody
that.
Everybody knows that Great American Golf, our anchor show on Saturday mornings, and this show, the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show Mondays, all go over to the golfnewsnet.com, and they stay there for a day or two, and then they're sent out to all the big audio platforms. Lots of great guests coming up. I've got some guests for you that you're going to not believe, that you're going to love, and they're going to be fabulous. New sponsors that have joined the show. Helping to pay the bills and allowing me to tell their story. That's what people do. They hire me to tell their story, and you can hire me too. Yeah, that's right. All right. We've got loads to talk about on this big, big Monday wrap-up show, and looking forward to the women's big major coming up, LPGA Tour, going to, well, we'll talk about it in a few minutes, but we're going to go to Avion Francais And we'll talk about the major coming up, the last one of the year for them. We have an open championship coming up. Everybody's talking about Scottie Scheffler. Where is he? Does he have the game? Can it happen? I read something where Jordan Spieth played so terrible at the John Deere. Let me start with you, Bob, that his PGA status is in question. Is that even possible?
Jordan Spieth,
Yeah, I read something about that. We'll revisit that later.
Well,
When
he's at an inconsistent. He failed to record a top 10 finish and risks missing out on his next season's exclusive signature events and the FedEx Cup playoffs. That's what it boils down to.
Right. Well, that's not good. And let's go drill down a little further on that, Craig. You know, when Jordan Spieth years ago was a very, very young man winning majors as he did, and we've talked about this on the show, winning majors like they were, you know, walking in and out of a candy shop with a buck and all the candy in the bag you could take. I don't know that it really dawned on him at that moment what he was doing, what he was accomplishing. But after that era finished, after those majors finished, he started thinking about it as he grew older. And as you think about it, it's like a piece of meat. You know, the more you chew it, the bigger it gets. It becomes a mental thing. It works on you, and you can become a little bit of a head case. He won all those majors, it seemed, with ease. And then when you start thinking about it and you want to repeat it and win another major, it's not happening. And that's all a head game, isn't it, Craig?
Well, statistically, he's nowhere near the putter that he was. I mean, he hits the ball so much better than he used to. It's not even funny. He had a lot of divine intervention for that year, 2 years, 3 years that he was up there and three majors that he won. A lot of divine intervention to allow those putts to go in and allow him to just stay up there. And he made things work. And he's a better driver. His irons are more accurate. He just doesn't make the putts that he used to, unfortunately. And who knows? And you know, we've talked about this before. When we see these guys and girls that get on these hot streaks, it doesn't mean that they'll ever be able to recreate these hot streaks ever again. Jordan may never contend for a major again. He may not. Now, is it highly unlikely? Sure. But there's a chance he doesn't. The only one that he's really comfortable in is Augusta. So, I mean, who's to say that he ever really contends in another major? It's hard to do that.
Well, it's hard for any player, but especially if you're struggling with the putter, Bob. I mean, without that putter, little if nothing is going to happen. Little if anything, I should say.
Yes, he used to be, I thought, the best lag putter in the game. And that was it. From the year 2014 all the way to maybe the 2018, 2019, lag putting. Now, when he gets up there in the 10 to 15 range, he can't even find the hole. It's as simple as that. And if I was a coach, I would say, well, go to Mr. Dave Stockton. That's where you should go. This guy can is get you out of a putting funk faster than anybody. That's my favorite coach for putting. A lot of people have other coaches they like for putting, but that's my favorite is Dave Stockton.
Well, and we had the Stockton guys on this show, and they agreed they would come on again with us, and maybe they need to do that. And we could give them, in advance, if they want, six or eight players and let them analyze their putting, give their advice on that putting. Jordan being one of them, will be one of them, of course. And let's all we amateur golfers learn from that. I think that would be a great segment with them to come on again. Brad Faxon is another great putter. I remember the boss of the Moss, don't you, Craig?
Lauren Roberts, right?
Lauren Roberts, fabulous putter. I wonder where and what Lauren Roberts is doing these days. We need to find him and get him on the show. Dr. Bob, could you find Lauren Roberts, maybe?
Yeah, I could try to find Lauren. That's true.
I
That's
would
true.
love to have him on, and he's such a nice. He's been
Yep.
on this show a couple times through the years, but I haven't talked about him or really even thought about him until this moment for forever. I presume he's pretty much retired, right?
Well,
We'll look into it. We'll look into it. If you know anything about him, write to me, golfadams@msn.com. We have an upcoming schedule we're going to be talking about. We'll get into the Evian a little bit later. But what about this guy, Chris Goddard? And Bob, I know you like him. Let me start with you, and then we're going to get right to Craig. 9 under par yesterday's final round. 900 under par. You know, he must have shocked everybody else. Tell me about it.
I know the course fairly well. I've walked it about 7 or 8 times in my coverage before I even knew you gentlemen. And I don't care if they think it's an easy golf course. 62 in that golf course is a great, great score because you have to be on your game with putting, and there's a lot of false fronts out there, and there's a lot of unique par threes out there, and that 20 under par, regardless of who was chasing him, I thought that was going to be at least a playoff, and
Well,
I so it turned out I was wrong.
Lucas Glover was right there the whole way. I felt a little bit.
And Ben Coles, obviously at the end,
Right.
Kohles, right? Well, he puts that on the board with a 62, and I watched him before he warmed up, and he was looking at his cell phone with, and his brother was looking at his cell phones, and he didn't look like they had a lot of stress going on right there. That was the best part. He's a fool you because he's the kind of player that hits it a mile. He's a very solid 6 foot, 210 pound power man out there, and he can make putts. Last year, folks, don't forget he beat Rory in the Scottish Open. He did pretty darn good there, and he went to the Open Championship, and I think it was what, tied for third at the end, something like that. So he proves he can play at the highest levels. So that's my favorite right now, is to see this man who's got the perfect last name for a golfer. He got her up and in.
You know, hasn't he won 3 times though within the last year?
Him and Fitzpatrick are player of the years right now.
Well, they would have to be. Now, but here's the thing. Can you imagine being Jackson Suber this morning, you know, and saying, "Gee, what do you got to do to win out here? I shot 68, 64, 66 and 69, and I tied for sixth. What do I have to do?" And
Four more under par.
the answer is you weren't far enough under par, and you needed to get to 20 to at least tie. So, I mean, my personal opinion is course plays way too easy, way too many players playing lights out golf rounds on this golf course. Now I know, Bob, that you know you have your thoughts about it. You've been on the course. I've never been to the course. You've been there. We're going to go with your appraisal. But Craig, don't you think when you have these kinds of scores, although Goddard was just in the zone and shoot 62, and that can happen to anybody on any day, on any golf course, anywhere in the world. It
Ray,
doesn't matter.
did you watch his up and down on this 15th hole?
I did not see that.
That was out of sight. He was way out of position in the right rough,
Yes.
punches a 7 iron across the green, through a tree, across the green, and somehow chips up and gets it within tapping range.
I read about it, but I did not actually see the video. I didn't have time to watch it.
That's how he got to be 20 under.
Yes. Yeah. No, I understand. Listen, we're not taking anything away from Chris or any of these players. Look at Homa. I mean, he shoots a 64 to get into second place by himself. Lucas Glover, you know, he faded to a 69, Craig.
These golf courses this time of year, or this one like here, they're made for scoring. If the greens get a little soft, or they put them in the position where they can use the mounding and all that kind of stuff. There is no doubt that you will see a 64 or 62 or whatever it is. It was a tight leaderboard. You got what, 10, 12 golfers within, 4 shots of the lead. So it's a tight leaderboard. He came out from under it and he just kept the power, kept the pedal down and pulled it off. It's not a fluke. This is, like I said, and you said it 3 times, he's won this year already. So the guy's a winner. When he gets in position, he pulls it off. So he's somebody that you got to pay attention to when he's on the leaderboard, because when he gets rolling, he's going to keep rolling.
Absolutely, he will. And what I love about the John Deere Classic is what I would call the all-American, and it couldn't have been better that it fell on America's 250th Independence Day birthday weekend. The John Deere Classic is an all-American sporting event. Don't you think so, Bob?
Oh yeah, definitely. And the way that community embraces the players, way they put it all together, and they survive, and they have that charter flight to Scotland as a perk for everybody who wants to get on that plane. They have 90 seats on that plane. That's one of the best ones you can have right now. That's off probably out of the people's minds as not a signature event, but certainly as a highlight event.
Well, they are headed to the Scottish Open. We'll talk about schedules here in a minute. And guess who is the defending champion of the Scottish Open, Craig?
I don't know.
None other than Bob.
Got her up.
Chris Goddard
Oh, is he?
won.
Okay, good to
He
know. All
won
right.
last year and he beat
Oh,
Rory.
that's right. That's right.
Remember,
Yeah.
we talked about that, beat Rory.
Yeah.
So
Then he stayed
this.
another week and he got third in the Open Championship.
Yeah,
There's
that's right.
yeah, and no big deal. Now, there are those that think, it's time for Tommy Fleetwood to win, and there's going to be this person and that person. But let's talk about the Scottish Open for a few minutes as we're talking about schedules. Let's do that. The Scottish Open is one of my favorites. My family's all from half of them, the other half are from St Andrews, Scotland. And I say St Andrews, the Kingdom of Fife. They're not right in the Ool Grey Toon. They're not right from St Andrews, but they're right there near Dundee and some of the other places around the Kingdom of Fife, which is St Andrews. That's the whole region. It's absolutely beautiful. I've been there more than once. The other half of the family is from Ireland, of course, up in County Down, up in Northern Ireland, where Rory's from. But Bob, I know you probably have a little history here, but I saw some history on the Scottish Open. They started it in around 1935. It's been always in June. It became an official PGA Tour event a few years ago. And the top three players who are not already qualified to go to the Open get their entry. And that's what I know about it. You tell us more.
Well, it's had the best fields recent in the last 10 years, I think, than some of the events you're ever going to see. And that's why the PGA Tour decided, okay, I guess we're going to merge with this one and make it a part of our tour schedule and give it credit to it. So it's had the biggest winners all the way back to way back to Ernie Els back in the 2003, go way back, and then Westwood, Woosnam, that group even had David Faraday, not bad. And the very third one that I think fine here back in 1986, and Neil Coles. But further up, and since that time, Rory, 2023, and McIntyre, 2024, and Mr. Goddard, who went 15 under on his trip over there, and his he beat Marco Penge and Rory by 2 strokes.
Now, the Scottish Open was always, and I say always, we grew up, we thought about it, we talked about it for 25 years on this show. But over the years, it has taken on a little bit of the dark side that if you win the Scottish Open, you're snake bit to win the Open Championship. And that has pretty much held true over the decades. I do remember a guy by the name of Phil Mickelson. Bob, help us here on our history. Tell me I'm right or where I'm going wrong. But I believe that Phil Mickelson won the Scottish Open and went on to win the Open Championship.
That's correct. It was 2013. I got to see him at Muirfield when he won the Open Championship after that, and he was in the best form of his career at that time.
Of course. So he did it. And I don't know. Let's find out this week. It's going to be fun to watch the Scottish Open. Now, we also had a little bit of action on the tee over at the Champions Tour, the PGA Tour Champions, didn't we, Bob?
Oh yes, and that I
What
think
about that deal? Oh, my gosh.
Padraig Harrington finishes with a 66 in the final day, and for a 4-stroke win over Stewart Cink, and he and Cink really have quite the rivalry going now on the senior PGA Tour champions. Padraig, to me, is in as great a form now as Hale Irwin was when he was in his prime on the champions PGA Tour champions. I think there's a lot of similarities there. Make a lot of great ball striking. They're smart with their play. They're very deliberate. And Padraig's still a little more time to play the game some than Hale did. But they're both excellent under pressure. And I give Padraig a lot of credit for what he's pulled off in recent years.
And what's Padraig's age? I remember interviewing him at the Schwab Cup Championship year before last. We were standing, I think, in a bunker or near one, and I had a great interview with him. And then we've just talked about Padraig on the last show
Yeah,
about his comments that the players need to rethink what's going on out there, and that
right.
he's playing eight straight. He's a bit of an iron man. But look what I get to do. I get to play the great courses. I get to stay in the great places. The courses are impeccable. Who wouldn't want to do what I do? And I'll play eight in a row and it's not going to bother me at all. And everybody else needs to rethink what they're doing as far as their schedules. We just talked about it. And here's where his hard work. He told me at the Schwab Cup last November, I said, Patty, what are you going to be doing on the off season? I'm going to practice, 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 work on my game, practice, 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 Craig.
Yeah, he's a ball hitter. He's worked the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years on really trying to get longer, and he's been doing those kind of things for a long time. He's put the distance out there, and he really hasn't lost any distance getting out there. So I applaud that, and it's him and Stewart are definitely separating themselves from other people, and I don't want to say they look like they take it a little more seriously, but they're into that realm of where Bernhard was or Hale was of taking a little more seriously, and they want to get out there and they want to win a lot more.
Absolutely, they do, Bob.
He ties Miller Barber, Mr. X, with 3 U.S. senior opens on his resume.
Yes, there are three. And we know a lot of other players really was after they were after that title. George McNeil played very good. A lot of people don't know about George McNeil, but he is definitely a player. He always played well in the fall finish over the years. You would see his name up there on those leaderboards, and now he's on the Champions Tour. But Patty wins it by four over Stewart, and they do have the rivalry, Bob. But look at one other name that I haven't seen much of, and there it is, the name
Ian Poulter.
Ian Poulter. Craig, go for it.
Well, it's funny. I saw him there this weekend too, and I was kind of like, "Oh, I guess he paid all his fines or whatever that he needs to
Yep,
pay, and
yep.
or he qual however he qualified for it, or however he got into it." It was nice to see that he played there. The nice thing about watching the Senior Open is there's so many good players that you remember. I mean, good golly, I was just going down the leaderboard. VJ was here. Davis Love played. I mean, there's just a lot of good players that, Jay Haas. I mean, there's just a lot of names there that you recognize that even though they're not at the top of their game anymore, that it's Stuart Appleby, players that carried that tour for a long period of time. And it's, they're just not carrying it now. So it's very interesting to look at that leaderboard now.
Interesting to see that Ian Poulter's there, and so is Pat Perez, Bob. These guys coming off of, well, the LIV Golf League. And now all of a sudden, here they are back on the PGA Tour. Yes, Craig, they must have paid their fines and dues and gone into the PGA Tour headquarters where there's a chapel, got down on their knees and said, please help me. And here they are, Bob.
I was interested looking at the leaderboard also. Jason Kerin had a T20 in the final analysis.
Good for
Michael
him.
Block was a T31. So they made their efforts to play events, but when you're in the upper echelons like Stewart and Padraig, it's pretty tough out there to match that consistency. But Padraig's had 8 consecutive sub 70 rounds, so it's pretty solid.
Well, he did. He
Well,
played fabulous.
there's a reason those guys played. I mean, before his senior majors, I mean, Padraig had 3 majors before. He was a separated of himself a long time ago. It's
Oh, yeah.
nothing against Jason Kerin, but there's a reason those guys didn't play on that tour many, many years ago. And it's
Sure.
because, I mean, Padraig and guys like that separated himself a long time ago. And it's nothing against them now or when you hit your peak or whatever, or what opportunities. But, you know, Padraig and Stewart separated himself a long time ago, and they're still able to do it. That's the amazing
Yes.
part.
Yeah, they physically they're in great shape.
You know, a number of years ago, I met up with a Welsh tour player, and he was on my television show, and I featured him. Can you believe it? His name, Jamie Donaldson. And he was trying to figure out status even back in those years. And that is a very interesting television episode of Match Play with Ray Adams. You can go to my YouTube site and see many, many of my TV episodes, along with loads of my videos at Match Play TV. Match Play TV. But Jamie Donaldson, a Welsh professional golfer, played on the European Tour, won over there over the years. Born in 1975. So here he is playing on the PGA Tour Champions from Wales, age 50. How about it? There he is. And I'm so glad that he's there. Love to see that. Can't wait to interview him if he can get to the Schwab Cup Championship coming up in November. They're all playing toward that end, and we'll see how they do. Any other players of note there? Henrik Stenson, interesting. Miguel Angel Jimenez, my buddy.
Darren
He's
Clark played well.
Darren Clark did play well. Shot a 64, and then he turned around and shot a 70 yesterday. I don't think Miguel liked the golf course very much. Did I see something about that, Bob?
I didn't see that. I didn't see
There
that.
was some kind of a little bit of a complaint there, or this or that or another. We won't go into it. But basically, I think the biggest story about this U.S. Senior Open, while of course the play and the players and the winner and all of that is a big deal, I think that Scioto Golf Club
Sciota.
is. Well, I looked it up. Now, you guys correct me. I looked it up. It has to do, it's a Native American term. And I looked it up, and there's a river, and there's all this. And you're supposed to say the K. C is a K. Now, if I looked it up and it was wrong, whatever. But Bob, you've been there, right?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you've not. Craig, have you been there and played?
I have not.
All right, everybody. The most entertained, educated, and wonderful golf audience on the earth. Write to me, golfadams@msn.com. How do you pronounce Scioto? Or is it Scioto?
I think it's Scioto.
Or Scioto?
Scioto.
We're going to go with Bob, and that's what it is. But I think that this is the a big story, the golf course itself, because this is,
Yeah.
well, Columbus, Ohio. This is a, if not the home of a young Jack Nicklaus. And what about Tom Weisskopf?
And it's also the home of the former one of the greatest teachers who's still not in the PGA Hall of Fame, but a guy by the name of Jack Grout.
Is he really not in the PGA Hall of Fame? Really?
Jack
Yeah.
Grout is not in there.
Really?
Yes, indeed. That's the most biggest travesty, one of the biggest travesties of the most, maybe the last 50 years.
Well, you know, this Hall of this World Golf Hall of Fame thing, and we've talked about it numerous times, tends to be subjective. And why
Yeah,
he?
I'm talking about the only PGA of America Hall of Fame,
Oh,
okay?
he's not even in the PGA of Americas.
No, sir. No, sir.
Well, we know exactly who to call, and he pulls a lot of weight, so we're going to have to make that call.
Well, that doesn't help either. I tried
No.
that route myself. I'm going to give you guys a little background.
How do you get in? Go ahead, Bob. Give us some nuggets.
I used to be in the committee that that researched who we should get in. I'm not on the voting committee. I'm the representative who says, okay, these guys deserve to be looked at. Well, there was two recommendation letters from his former student, Mr. Nicholas, and it didn't help. And that's the sad part about it. And I will sit here on this program and campaign that Jack Grout should be in hands down.
Well, I'm shocked that he's not, Craig.
Well, we know this organization has a history of making some questionable decisions, so we'll just leave that at as that one too. So,
Wow. Yeah, that's too bad. There's some others that are not in that should be as well.
Real quickly, Jack Grout didn't have one student in his lifetime. He had also Raymond Floyd, and Raymond Floyd
Who?
went on the record and saying he helped save my career. So that's my point. I can get all over, been out of shape here, but that's not my intent. My intent is to say that this guy deserves to have his chance.
Well, I don't know how you get him in. It's going to be, a
Well, you
select.
know how you get the PGA's attention, right? You got to pay for
You've got to pay for it, and or cause some kind of a scene and get fired. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I cannot wait to get certain people on the show. I cannot wait. All right, we're going out to a break. We've got to do that because there's so many wonderful sponsors of this show and of Great American Golf and of Match Play with Ray Adams TV show. So please, folks, have a quick listen now. This is only going to be a couple minutes, but have a listen to some of these great sponsors who will help you with your game, help you with your golf, help you have more fun. And then at the end of the show, please stay tuned because I'm going to go through all of the different companies and products that were in my America's 250th birthday gift guide that went out to tens upon hundreds of millions and billion. No, I'm teasing. Many, 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 many golfers, male and female, all over the United States, this past before the holiday weekend. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Bob and Craig and I will return.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our Golf Performance Center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So good.
All right, guys, we are back, and I want to thank Squares Golf Shoes. You know, we went out yesterday for a little post 4th of July Sunday afternoon activities. And we stopped into a big, huge sports arena. Where there were major large screens going on. And didn't we have, and you're a baseball, we're all baseball fans, I know. And I'm diverting just a touch for a moment, but don't we have a big collegiate baseball tournament that was happening over the weekend, Bob?
A collegiate baseball tournament?
Or did we have we had some kind of a big baseball tournament that occurred over the weekend?
You're looking at the University of Iowa that hosted the Bananas, right?
No, I'm not. I'm looking at a big, some sort of a competition. And during that competition was Squares Golf Shoes 30-second TV ad, because they have been named as the official golf shoe of, I guess, collegiate baseball. I'll get the exact on that one, but I'm telling you, Squares was all over the screens of this big baseball event that was going on when we stopped in for lunch at this big sports arena area yesterday. It was a lot of fun, and it was great to see them. Great to see Squares up there. So with that said, we're going to move right on down the line. But we do have another big event going on. What happened over at the DP World Tour, formerly the European Tour? Does anybody know what happened over there?
I wasn't keeping a track of that one, to be honest with you.
Goodness gracious. We'll have to get to that in a minute also. Don't forget, folks, that when I say Squares Golf Shoes, I mean Squairz. They are the great disruptor of golf shoes over the last several years. Sponsor of this show and my television show for so many years. We appreciate Bob Winskowitz, his entire team. I especially call out Jack Parker, one of his important media contacts that works directly with me, and all of the Squares team and Squares Golf Shoes, the baseball shoes, the pickleball shoes, all of that. I want to thank squares.com. Get there and find out which of the Squares Golf Shoes you're going to be picking, choosing, and wearing. And boy, did they have a beautiful pair for America's 250th birthday. And of course, I have to thank Tour Edge Golf at touredge.com. The new putter, the new mini drivers, the exotics, irons, it's all there. The new look, the new logo. We're going to be having John Claffey on with us soon. We'll talk all about this as we continue on. And Tour Edge, another one of the great companies with me for so long. Bob, did you have something there for us?
Well, I was just going to say that was one of the events I didn't have on my screen, but obviously there was a great finish for South Africa's Michael Hollick, who eagled the last hole.
Yep.
to beat his fellow countryman Henny Du Plessis
Yes.
by a stroke, and wins at Wentworth, which is a course that I'm happy to say I got to play once. It's the BMW International Open, so it was a nice win, and it was very exciting for them, obviously.
And didn't we talk about Rory moving back to England and his wife wanted to do that and they bought a place right, I think, next to Wentworth.
Somewhere in Surrey, yeah,
Right there, right there.
in the county
So
of Surrey.
the county of Surrey. All right. Now we have a wonderful, wonderful ladies event coming up. And we're going to start with that one. It's the Amundi Evian Championship. And it's at the Evian Resort Course in France. Now, Evian, France is what, about an hour and a half or so out of Paris, Bob? Is that about where it is?
In that neighborhood, yes.
Have either of you gents been there?
No,
I have not.
no.
I've not been there either, although I've been to Paris and I've been to France, and we had a wonderful time. Grace Kim won last year. And we're looking to probably have Alyssa Godet, who has been there more than once, knows the course, and she'll join us, I'm presuming, as we get in touch with her this coming week. There's also several other great guests coming up. So make sure that all of you tune in for Great American Golf this coming Saturday morning at the Golf News Net, or of course on all of your streaming platforms where you get any and all of your audio and your podcasting content. Make sure you tune in and you'll find the shows there. This one and Great American Golf on Saturday. What about Evian and a fifth major for the ladies? Is there any history there, Bob, that we ought to know?
This tournament started back in 1994, so that's 32 years under the belt right now. But it didn't become a major until 2013, and that's when the Evian put its trademark really to make it a big time event. It became the fifth major on the tour with the LPGA and the Ladies European Tour. I'm trying to spit out, but it's trying to say that this event had more 120 players in it event, and it's turned out to be the coming out party for people who've never won a major. It seems like the last 3 years, first time major winners: Céline Boutier, Ayaka Furui of Japan, and Grace Kim. So all of them have never been able to pull it until they got over to that golf course, which is 1,575 feet above sea level and overlooks Lake Geneva. So it's a beautiful setting, but I've always felt it's a creative golf course. And if Alyssa Gaudet was on there, she'd probably say, "Yes, you have to be very careful on your second shots." But it's a fun course to watch for shot making.
Well, I can't wait for the AVN to start. I hope they do a live from for the ladies on the Golf Channel. All of the AVN will be aired on the Golf Channel. It will not be on any major networks, which, okay, we will tune in and watch it on the Golf Channel because we want to see the ladies play not just golf, but this wonderful fifth major. Craig, what about this AVN and the ladies having five majors?
Well, I don't think that anybody cares that the lady has five majors. I think that's great. I mean,
Me
they
too.
don't have the signature events or anything, so I don't think it matters. I
Right.
do think with the ladies having five, I think that's part of the reason, and because it's accepted, I think that's why the PGA Tour pushes so hard for it, because it's accepted in the ladies, and so why is it not accepted for the men? I think that's why it gets pushed and why it gets that way. I mean, they could make it their version of the signature and make it worth more than what the other. It's just somehow that the ladies are allowed to do that, or it's more accepted, and that's what leads to the men's question that we have every March or April or March when we have the Players' Championship.
Absolutely. All right. The Scottish Open is happening. Let's go through the schedules here and have a look at what's happening. You've got the Scottish Open at the Renaissance Club in Scotland. It'll be on CBS, the Golf Channel, ESPN, all of that jazz. Then they're going to go to the ISCO Championship, Bob, in Louisville, Kentucky. Okay, that's the same time as the Scottish Open as an alternative event. So, what is this event about?
It's an official FedEx Cup event, but it gives its points, obviously, for the FedEx run to the FedEx Cup. It's like you said, it's a partner event on the schedule for those that are not traveling further on, and that has been a tradition in the PGA Tour for those that don't have the chance to go over there or
Right.
qualify. I would have no means to go to the Open Championship the following week. They look upon that as this is it's better to stay at home and see if you can get some money here.
Chance to make some money right here, Craig. We've talked about these alternative events over the years, over the many, many years of alternative events. But this becomes almost like a precursor to the second tier events that are coming up on the PGA Tour schedule. And I know we've talked about that a little bit. We'll talk about it a lot more as we continue to see the PGA Tour and schedules and players and how it's all going to ultimately play out. But here's an alternative event. We'll see what the leaderboard looks like
We
for
got
all the
2 weeks of alternative events, right?
keep going. I'm gonna have you keep going.
Well, we have 2 weeks of it. We got the, Scottish in the ISCO this week, and then we got the Open Championship and then the Corrales Punta
Right.
Cana. So we got four events in the next 2 weeks.
So they're going to go to
So
Dominicana. They're going to go to Dominicana at Punta Cana Resort Golf Club. That'll be an alternative event also for those that cannot play in the Open Championship. So two in a row. It's going to be fun because they're really like second tier events, aren't they, Bob?
yes, they are.
And
Well, and
they
this is
don't get
what's
the.
not stated, Ray.
Go ahead, Craig.
What's the following week like? The following week is they're up in Minnesota, up in Twin Cities. How many of those guys that are playing these two big events of and once again, I don't mean to say anything bad against the players that play in them, but how many of these guys are to play in 2 weeks after just what Padraig said and everything like that? How many guys are going to make the trip back over the pond to play in Minnesota the following week?
I really have no idea.
Very few, very
I was
few.
going to say probably a lot of the big names won't be there. And then you go on from there to the Rocket Classic in Detroit. And again, these golf tournaments are on all the big channels. You've got the Scottish Open on CBS Golf, ESPN. You've got NBC, the USA Network, Peacock for the Open. And then you've got CBS Golf and ESPN for the 3M in Minnesota and the Rocket in Michigan. And then the Wyndham in Greensboro, North Carolina is coming up, the Wyndham Championship. And that's CBS Golf and ESPN. So you've got the big networks that are carrying these tournaments. It's just, will they be able to hold the audience attention? And I really don't know the answer to that. I don't know that we're going to know the answer to that until we get over some of the metrics, and we get the analytics, and we see who's watching and how many and all that. But I can't wait until, we see what's happening when they go to this two-tier system, Bob.
Well, I'm not going to hold my breath.
No, we're not.
I mean, I'm looking at it. I mean, the reality is we got two big events and we got two alternate events of that. And then in a month, you have the FedEx playoffs starting. So, how many of these guys are going to play in any event? You're going to see maybe a few play the Wyndham. It's beginning the first week of August, and they're going to play that to try to up their stature to move a position. So you'll get a few people that will play that to try to move up or vice versa. But people like Scotty and Rory aren't going to play again till probably the FedEx playoffs.
Probably. You're right. All right. On the ladies tour, the schedule there, we know what's happening there. We've got the Evian going on this week in France. We've talked about that. They then head over to Scotland where they're going to play there, the Women's Scottish Open also. That's coming up. And then after that, they go to Royal Lithman and St Annes for the Women's Open Championship, the Women's British Open Championship. So that's coming up. So that is our final LPGA Tour Women's Major Championship. All of that and they'll continue to play on as they play all the way through and up to their tour championship in November. So lots more about the ladies. We'll be covering them heavily over the next couple of 2 or 3 weeks, as we always cover the ladies because we love to do that. DP World Tour, Scottish Open, that ISCO Championship, then the Open Championship at Royal Birkdale, and then the Punta Cana Resort. All of that is DP World Tour, the Euro Tour. They then go into August and they have the Danish Golf Championship. So that's their schedule. Champions Tour. What's going on with the champs out there, Bob?
Well, after this, I mean, after this, the U.S. Senior Open, the you caught me for a moment here. I just wasn't ready.
That's okay. We had the Senior Open. Padraig wins it again, and now they're headed off to Firestone Country Club. Miguel Angel Jimenez, the defending champion. And then they go on to Gleneagles in Scotland for the Senior Open over there, the Open Cha British Open Championship for the seniors, the Senior Open. It's called at Gleneagles. Wonderful golf course. Fabulous. So lots going on with the Champions Tour, PGA Tour Champions. We're going to be covering that and talking about all of that, all the great golf coming up. I can't wait for it. All right, we're going to be winding down here, folks, but I'm going to give some final words to both Craig and Bob. Bob, any nuggets or anything they're asking me?
Well, I will say that one of the things that I've noticed the most in recent times is the consistency of these players. And I give a lot of credit to those that age over 50 who have worked hard on their game to manage themselves, and they're still shooting great scores. And that's, I like to make it just a little shout out to the PGA Tour champions for those that are on there and working hard to keep themselves in the mix. This is a second chapter for many of those golfers. For others, it's not a second chapter. It's sort of like a continuation. They just changed their cleats and it went to a different travel schedule. But for those out there who have never experienced before, I think they obviously find out how tough it is. But also, once there's a moment of tremendous joy, of accomplishment, and I give the credit to those that we spoke about earlier in the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. Craig, what do you think we ought to be working on? I had a listener write to me a little while ago. I believe we were at break, and when we came back, we're busy talking. But a question was, ask Craig, what is his number one piece of advice of the things that we amateurs do wrong? What's the worst thing we do when we're putting? Ask Craig his advice on that. So there you go, Craig. They want to know.
They don't practice enough in general on speed control and just putting in general.
So we don't practice enough in putting in general, and especially speed control. Give us a little drill or something. How do you practice your speed control? How do you do that?
Well, I mean, to me, it's, from an amateur point of view, it's a little more challenging because they don't necessarily play the same golf course for a full week like the pros do. And keep the conditions the same. But, it's, for example, if the average first putt on tour is, like, or average first sh second shot onto a green is like 37 feet, are you practicing enough 30 and 40 footers? If that's what Scottie Scheffler's, third shot is 37 feet, maybe you should be practicing longer than that. So as a result, if you go to driving range, everybody go, let's pick a very popular driving range. Go to Dobson Ranch or Bear Creek or something like that, and just bring your lawn chair and a cooler and an umbrella and go watch somebody on the driving range, and just watch the number of people on the driving range and the number of people on the putting green. Just watch, and it'll be.
You'll have a loaded practice range with 20 or 30 people up there hitting balls like crazy. You'll have three or four people down on the putting green.
And the reason they're on the putting green is because there's no more spots to hit range balls. So, if that's the case, that's the reason. You're challenged by putting because you don't practice putting. That's the number one reason you're not very good at putting. You don't practice it enough.
There you go.
So, get out there and practice. Now, could I make things a little more specific and yes, if a lot of your putts are at that 30 to 40 feet, which they should be, you need to be practicing them. And you need to be practicing a lot and determining, why is it uphill? Why is it downhill? What am I not? Those are the things that you need to understand so that you can give yourself a better putt, first putt, to leave yourself 4 feet, 5 feet, and then practice those distances. But you need to understand and give yourself a chance. And doing able, being able to lag putt it or put it within 5 feet to give yourself a chance, that's pretty good.
I always used to drop in a circle around the cup, 4 feet out. And when I'm practicing my putting, I still do this today. And anybody can do this. And it's a lot of fun. It's very challenging. And you can put your ball about six balls around the cup, and six or eight, and you can put them 3 or 4 feet out. And then you don't leave the golf course until you have made all those putts twice. Got to make every one of them, put them back, and make every one of them again. And if you miss one, you start over. And you can't leave until you've done it twice. Craig, is that any kind of a good drill, or did I just make something up? I know it helps me to concentrate. And those little four-footers and three-footers, those little four and five, those are knee knockers. And that's where we lose strokes. But what about it? Is that a decent drill?
It is a decent drill. I mean, like I said, but that's because you're spending more time on the putting green, right?
Yeah.
The more time you spend on it, the better. So try and, Craig, I'm going to spend an hour. I spend an hour and a half a week practicing. Great. Take half that time that you normally play hit balls and make it, put it on your putting green. Now, you're not going to see improvement right away. And do that for 6 or 7 months and see if you don't see things change. I bet you do.
You will. All right, Bob, let me give you the final word here.
I think I'm going to go out and have a nice swig of Evian water.
Evian. I don't know about this whole, I don't know about this whole thing about us drinking bottled water from France. I don't know. I mean, I'm wondering if they, this all started what, 40 years ago or something, with Perrier and all of these other kinds of water, bottled water coming into the country, guys, and you listeners. And I'm wondering whether, as we started buying bottled water,
well, this spring water says 1826, if you want to really get down to it.
I know, but when did we start in America buying bottled water, really buying it?
Buying it?
Yeah, and drinking bottled water. I mean, I grew up drinking water out of the tap and out of the hose, Craig, and it didn't kill me.
That's a great taste. Rubber hose.
Didn't kill me.
Yep. Rubber hose.
Every kid that were my friends, and they're all alive today, we all drank out of the rubber hose during the summer. And we drank. Now, I'm not advising anybody to do that, by the way.
Do you want to really hear when it started? This is this is ridiculous.
When did we
start
buying
America's
water?
History with bottled water began in 1767.
Oh, Lord.
When Jackson Spa in Boston became the first to commercially bottle and sell spring water.
Okay, but I'm talking about the it was about 40 years ago, wasn't it, that we really started buying and drinking Perrier and all these other bottled waters?
Athletes and games, it started way before most of us, really.
Well, I thought they drank Gatorade, but I mean, we really went in head first into the bottled water industry, which is billions and billions of dollars. Yeah. You know, today, and I have to wonder whether there was a group of people over somewhere in some country in Europe laughing their head off saying, can you believe those crazy Americans? They've got water right at their tap and they're buying bottled water from across the world. I've got to believe they're laughing at us.
Yeah. Yeah.
1978 is when Evian started in America.
There you go.
There we go. 78.
There you go. See, that's what I said 50 years ago. about 40, whatever. Hey, listen, we all have our bottled water and we like it, and I love Perrier sparkling water. Don't get me wrong, I don't buy a lot of it because there's so many lookalikes out there for pennies on the dollar. But anyway, speaking of any kind of water, wherever you can get it, Make sure you hydrate, folks. Make sure you hydrate wherever you are, whatever you're doing, indoors or out of doors. If you're thirsty, you're dehydrated already. Hydrate, water, electrolytes. Pick and choose carefully. Watch out for the sweet, sweet sugars. But make sure you're drinking plenty of quality, healthy fluids, whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it. And also make sure you get that sunscreen on. A great friend of mine who was a fighter pilot during the Vietnam War, he was shot down, had to, what is it called, would eject out of your plane. And he landed, he was rescued, and had an unbelievable career ongoing in the military and then ongoing in aviation his whole life. Just told me that he has had to go in for some skin cancer and some surgeries. I myself have three upcoming that they found. Three. Make sure you wear that sunscreen, folks, and get to your dermatologist. Bob, one more final word. I know Craig had to scoot. He's back out on the teaching tee, and we'll catch up with Craig for this Saturday's Great American Golf. But what about it? Hydrating, sunscreen, getting to your dermatologist and checking in whether you think you need it or not.
Yeah.
And, well, any other wise words for the folks before we say goodbye?
No, that I agree with you that I just been watching some of the greatest young players in the game come in through, and when we see that a lot of people are unsung, we call them no names. Well, they're going to be names in about 2 weeks. It's going to be like, because these players are excellent players and they're just hungry as can be, and maybe a golf course like we saw at the in Silvis, Illinois, is one of those episodes. We're going to see some names in the future. I really believe some of those names will be carrying on from here on out. That's my
Absolutely.
feel. That's my feeling.
Absolutely. All right, folks, the anthem only segment because this show begins and is playing and is happening for all these many, many years here in Anthem Country Club in the North Phoenix area. But there's an anthem only segment that applies to you wherever you live anywhere in the USA, just whatever your town is. Keep your dollars within a 3 to 5 mile radius. Frequent those businesses, those restaurants, those professionals that are near you. It helps your tax base. It helps the schools. It helps the nonprofit organizations. And certainly it helps the businesses. So, Anthem only, I want to thank Dennis and Lisa Jones at the DL Jones Home Team, dljoneshomes.com. You know, in their new newsletter, North Valley Pride, that you can get, all you have to do is go to dljoneshomes.com, sign up for it, and they'll send you their newsletter, the North Valley Pride. There are the 5 D's of real estate, why people buy and sell in any market condition. We're going to have Dennis and Lisa Jones on to talk about that. And I'll tease you a little bit. It's diplomas, diamonds, diapers, divorce, and death. Those are the reasons, the 5 D's, why people buy and sell in any market condition. DLJonesHomes.com. Then I want to thank Homeland Brew Company. That's right, Homeland Brew Company. Wow, we love Homeland Brew, CO.com. Homeland Brew, CO.com. What a great family location. They have craft tap room, they have a bottle shop. They have the food trucks. They have an indoor play area for the kids. It is all family oriented at homelandbrewco.com, homelandbrewco.com. Make sure you get there in Anthem. It's on the west side of the I-17 freeway over by the Walmart area. You will find them. Go to homelandbrewco.com. North Valley Water Solutions, Dave Newham says hello and give them a call. They do it all. Anything to do with water, based right here in the Anthem area, they do water treatment, water heaters, purifier systems, plumbing, 24-hour emergency, and a whole lot more right here, northvalleywatersolutions.com. And then I've got to thank his wonderful son, Mike, who is helping you with your golf carts. That's right, your golf carts. And when you go to have a golf cart repaired, when you go to find out that Bobby Boyd is going to help you at North Valley Golf Carts, you're going to find a person that can help you with the tires and the accessories and the repairs. Buying and selling new, NorthValleyGolfCarts.com. And then I've also got to thank Back Nine. The Back Nine is a premium indoor golf experience. Mark and Peggy Podell had their grand opening a few weeks ago right here in Anthem at the Safeway Shopping Center. Is the Back9Golf.com, Anthem at the Back9Golf.com. You want to go in there, they keep it a cool 72 degrees. You have your own memberships, different levels. You have your own entrance access. So you can go in 24/7 and play on the indoor simulators, hone up your game. You can have groups going in there, leagues going in there, lessons going on for all ages, everything happening at Back Nine. And then also, I want to thank one of our new sponsors in the Anthem only segment, ANG Automotive, also located over on the west side of the I-17 freeway, right over by the Hampton Inn and near the big Walmart over there. ANG Automotive, they do it all. Jason Williams and his wonderful wife together are owners and operators of this business, ANG Automotive. If you want some great pricing, some master technicians working on your cars. Mine is in the shop right now, having a fuel pump replaced. I'm supposed to pick it up later today. ANG Automotive, and you go to their website, ANG Auto LLC.com. ANG Auto LLC.com. Now, am I talking about any more? I am. Legends Bar and Grill right there in the Safeway Shopping Center. Absolutely love them. And then, of course, I'm talking about Pho Legend. This is everyday delicious Vietnamese dishes. Do you want Vietnamese pho noodles soup? Do you want some of the great, great homemade by the hands of Maya herself from Vietnam? Her wonderful husband, Jeff, they've opened up Pho Legend in the Fry's Shopping Center right here in Anthem. And remember, folks, when we talk about the wonderful restaurants and the businesses that are supporting a community, we're talking about that in your community, wherever you're listening from right now. Could be in Seattle, in Miami, or my home town where I was born in Detroit. Could be in a small town in Nebraska. Anywhere, Chicagoland area, could be in Texas, any small or large town there. Wherever you live, try to keep your dollars within about a 3 to 5 mile radius. That is going to be great for the economy and great for everything you do. On this coming Great American Golf's Saturday show, I'm going to be talking all about America's 250th birthday gift guide that went out with companies like Freeballer, freeballer.com. Ashworth-golf.com, my wonderful Ashworth apparel, squares.com, touredge.com, certafreshcigar.com. Tina Toombs, you want to go to Tina Toombs? You want to find her at Gainey Ranch Golf Club, and she can bring you in for a lesson. You do not need to be a member there. Tina Toombs, desertfoxgolf.com as well. For the NCAA, they've got licenses for through the NCAA. To put your favorite team on your phone holder and their accessories. Don't forget desertfoxgolf.com and the golf puck, golfpuck.com. Don't forget that. And then one of my newest sponsors and in the gift guide is Alicia Villarreal. She is my official broker and owner in Rocky Point, Mexico. She not only lives there and owns her property there for many years, but she also lives here in the Phoenix area and owns her home here as well. However, her focus is on Rocky Point. She is truly one of the great, great realtors in the Rocky Point area and my go-to realtor and my favorite and exclusive one for the Rocky Point area. What's the website, Ray? Welcome to Rocky Point. Dot com. Welcome to Rocky Point com. Well, there you go. Some of my America's 250th birthday gift guides, my anthem only. My goodness, it doesn't get any better than that, does it? And how much fun are we having? And thank you so much for joining. I want to thank Dr. Bob Denny. I want to thank Craig Renshaw. And we will be back with you this coming Saturday morning for Great American Golf.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.